Coast 93.1. Some people are ragging on this motorcycle rally. There's like some big motorcycle event, and they've had like huge acts at this event. This year, obviously, since COVID-19, all these acts are like, no, we can't perform. Like, even if we could stay healthy, we can't perform in an event of large gathering. This is no. So all they could get was Smash Mouth. And that was the part of the story that I thought that everyone is making fun of, because everyone's like, oh, Smash Mouth. But I kind of love Smash Mouth. I'm not going to lie.
I know you do.
It's just one of those weird things, you know? Come on.
No, I will not. Come on.
Okay. Well, later on, we're going to do a topic about the things you're embarrassed about to admit that you like artists or groups that you're embarrassed to like. Because that's one I, you know, I mean, I don't care. Judge me all you want.
Your friend David posted something about Smash Mouth, and I wanted to
mess. Oh, he did?
It must have been in regards to this, but he said something like, and then there was Smash Mouth or something, and I wanted to be like, you know that Blake, like, loves the Chumbawamba. Like,
that's a different group.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, but they're sort of the same.
Good morning.
Remember that song?
Oh, okay.
Walking on the Sun. Right.
Aren't they sort of alike anyway?
Anyway, they're alike, except that they're different groups.
Except they're two totally different people.
Yeah. All right. So at the motorcycle rally, it was so like in complete defiance of COVID and not believing COVID. Mm. There was a sneeze contest.
Come on.
I'm trying to find what happened. It was a bar that held a sneeze contest.
It just makes no sense to me that we are like making fun of this and like.
What do you mean?
Just having a sneeze contest makes fun of the whole thing about COVID and acts like this is not really happening.
Right. Well, these people are ignorant. It's like COVID does not exist here, one person said. It was refreshing camaraderie, where we love our country, love our flag, and love our president.
But what
Sturgis is like America used to be. I'm trying to find more about the sneeze contest.
I don't know why this whole thing has become political.
I know. I don't get that. Remember at the beginning it wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, here it is. Sunday he visited a local bar but left after people there were participating in a sneeze contest. It was to see who could sneeze the furthest out. How do you even do that?
First of all, that's disgusting.
Yes. But how do you measure a sneeze?
I don't even want to know how they measured the sneeze.
But how would you do it? Like
would I stand here and be like, if I can feel the droplets?
I guess so.
Gross.
So what do you have, like five people who go, oh, yeah, well, nope, she sneezed all the way to Jerry.
Exactly what it would sound like too. Like, so if I get like some snugs on me, then I'm like, oh, okay, yep, he did. Like,
yeah,
even pre-COVID, that's gross.
It's gross. Yeah.
Ew.
Or maybe they have like tissue paper on the floor.
Plus, when you're drinking, like it just like.
And how do you conjure up a sneeze? I can't sneeze on command.
No. Good call.
What do you like? Throw some black pepper under your nose or something?
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah, I couldn't like sneeze on, like that was me trying.
I think if you look up when you feel like a sneeze is coming, you know when you feel you're in sneeze purgatory.
Yes.
When you feel like sneeze is coming, but you don't sneeze yet.
Yeah.
And you're in that weird in between state where it's not quite heaven or hell. Right.
Been there. Yeah.
Because it is one or the other, because sneezing feels great. It's just a relief.
Yes.
But if you feel like you're going to sneeze and then you don't sneeze, it's very unsatisfying.
Well, it's happened to me when we're like on the air and I'm like, oh no, here it comes.
Do you do the nose thing?
No, I'll like look up and be like, ha! Like try
to
like.
Oh, see, when you look up, it makes you sneeze.
Oh, I thought it stopped me from sneezing.
No, I think it makes you sneeze. I've always heard look up at the sun, then you'll finish your sneeze.
Oh, yeah. And is it true like sneezes are supposed to be like little mini like, whoop, like, I don't know if I can say the word. Like, you know, when you're. With your partner.
O's?
Yes. I've heard that.
No.
Okay. Incorrect.
If it is, then you really need to find a way to increase the pleasure.
I said little mini, like snack size O's.
Can we never use that phrase again?
Yes.
A snack size O?
I think it's actually kind of fun now.
A snack size O.
It would be like, oh. Right? Be like, I had.
Like a dunkaroogasm.
My God. You are a genius. A dunkaroogasm?
Yeah.
Yep. Using it.
I'm copywriting it.
Yeah, you have to.
It's a snack size O.
It's my favorite band in college.
I think they're performing right after Smash Mouth at the Sturgis Festival.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chumbawamba's opening.
And please welcome Dunkaroogasm.
Hello, Sturgis. I only got one song. It's really fast.
That's it. Thank you, everyone. We had a great time.
You can go get our album, but most people can't seem to find us.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we'll be here all week.